You're going to help them. You're going to let them benefit from what you have gained. If not, you're not a very good helper. I mean, granted, there are some times when you have to tell your children, okay, you figure it out. But you're not going to let them figure it out to their own hurt. You're going to ultimately step in. But when it comes to the things of God, He's able to help us. He's been through. He's been tempted in every way that we are. He can help us with the temptation. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. By His stripes we were healed. He did everything so we could have everything. He became poor that we might be made rich. If He did it for that reason, isn't it possible that He can work it out for us? But you see, there's a limit to what we're willing to commit to. I've told you the story about when we were studying with the Adventists and we hit the limit, or Vicki hit the limit, when they wanted her to commit to not eating crab legs. And it wasn't because she wanted the crab legs so much, it was just like it was just one more thing. And on the rare occasions that we had crab legs, why should she have to get it up? It was just one more limiting thing. But we made a determination that we were going to be committed enough to Christ that if it cost us crab legs, let them eat cake. We'll do it. We'll go with it. We're going to be committed to this. We're going to be committed to what God says. We're going to be committed to what God wants. We're going to go through this because what was behind is not near as good as what we have now, and there's more ahead. There is more to Jesus. And He's able to bring us to the next place, and to the next place, and to the next place, and to the next place, so that each place is more exciting than the last place. If you lose your commitment, you'll lose your excitement. You should be excited about the Lord. You should be excited about, you should be inspired and committed to the God. You should be inspired by His promises and committed to receiving them. You see, religion has us all the time committed to giving this and giving that and giving this and giving that. But relationship has us committed to receiving and receiving and receiving and getting to give and getting to give and getting to give and getting to live. You see, there's the difference. There isn't inspiration in religion. There isn't. There's just, this is how it is. But there's inspiration in relationship with the Lord. And there is a yes and an amen to a commitment to the things of God. That's what there is. And so He is able to help. God's able to help. Folks, you're going to need help. We all need help. We need God's help. He can help you when you're tempted not to rejoice. He can help you when you're tempted to give up. He can help you when you're tempted to agree that there's no benefit in Christ. He's not interested in this situation. There is no situation that He's not interested in, and there's nothing that He is unable to help in. Nothing. Nothing. He is able to help. When you're tempted to doubt, He's able to help. When you're tempted to give up, He's able to help. When you're tempted to go the wrong way, He's able to help. Because He was in every way just like us, and He had to rely on the same power to deliver Him that we do. The power of God unto salvation working in us. He relied on that. When He was tempted to give up, when He was tempted, when he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. When He was tempted, He trusted the One who could see Him through. And He's able to help you. So when you're tempted to think that part of the Word of God is not for you, when you're tempted to think that He's not interested in your circumstances, when you're tempted to say,